from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, so it was a few weeks back during the Olympics. We had a conversation in here about the greatest basketball shots ever made. Like, what are the top five? And whatever they are, and however the argument went, this is true for me. I can watch them all on a loop forever and never get sick of it. I can watch Kawhi Leonard from the corner win game seven with that shot that bounced like eight times on the rim, because I always think it's going to drop off the rim. I can keep watching it. I can watch Steph Curry from that gold medal game against France. I never get sick of watching that highlight. All the Michael Jordan stuff, right? Against Utah, against Cleveland. You just keep watching. I never get sick of it. And now there's a clip to add to that, because this is legendary. This is Rob Carter Jr. from Robert Morris Football at Utah State on Saturday. And people are calling it the greatest interception of all time. And I don't think I disagree with them. It's crazy. If you haven't seen it yet, picture the Odell Beckham catch from a few years ago. Everybody's seen that, where he goes up against Dallas with one hand, reaches way back behind himself, shrugs off the Dallas defender, plucks it out of the air with his fingertips way behind his body, and lands on his back. Now picture that catch only spinning in the air after you stab it with your right hand. City Limits here explained it like, you know, when we're at the pool with our friends, people jump off the diving board and spin in the air and try and make great catches with a Nerf football or whatever. This happened in a real game. And so we have Rob Carter Jr. from Robert Morris to talk about this. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Rob, welcome to the show, man.
I just want to thank you for having me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, this was, I don't even know where to start. Let's start with this. The ball's in the air. What are you thinking here?
Ball's in the air. I'm thinking, should I go with two? Should I go with one? See, a lot of people don't know, but I broke my hand. I broke my hand the second play of the game. So as I'm thinking about this play, I'm thinking one hand or two hand. And I just went up with one because I didn't want to hurt my hand anymore.
So obviously it was you caught the ball with your right hand, correct?
Correct.
So your left hand was broken at the time?
Correct.
Oh my God. So, all right, you go in the air and you stab it out of the air with just your right hand. Then what? Because the part that I can't get over I mean, it would have been amazing if you did that and just like landed on 2 feet or fell or whatever, but you did a midair 180. How did that happen?
So, like I said, like my hand was broken. So as I go with one hand, I'm thinking I don't want to land on his hand again. So I just let the ball's momentum really just spin me. And I just like, as a kid, you just don't want to hurt yourself. So you like find different ways to like land without like hurting yourself. So that's all I was thinking was let me spin, hit the ground like the perfect angle so I don't hurt myself at all.
I mean, it was like in gymnastics, that's a 10 out of 10. Like you couldn't have done that any more perfectly. And then the part I loved is when you got up, you spun the ball like a top on the ground, but then it looked like you grabbed your own helmet with both hands. It looked like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. Am I right about that? Or tell us about when you got up.
No, you're correct. Like people were saying like, oh, the teammate that ran up, they were like asking like, oh, why did he like mess up the celebration? But in all honesty, that wasn't even a celebration. I was in utter shock, just like everyone else. I was just thinking to myself, like, did I really just do this? Like, it was just, I was in shock. Like,
so was everybody who watched it. I mean, I still can't get over it, like I said. And then, of course, the social media reaction. Jonathan Stewart, he used to play for the Carolina Panthers, running back, said it was the greatest interception of all time. Antonio Cromartie. You name people from the NFL. Honestly, Rob, I think it might have been the greatest interception of all time. But what about the social media reaction? When did you, I guess after the game, how soon did you realize that this had gone nuts on social media?
So honestly, at halftime, my dad was like blowing up my phone and, you know, I'm thinking something happened at home. So like he called me, I want to say like 8 or 9 times, like on the 10th time, I like answer. I'm like, are you good? He's like, you might be on ESPN. And I'm just like, you know, like I'm in the middle of the game. Like, I'm just like, oh, like it's just a regular play. You know, like I hang up. I'm like, I got to finish this game. But no, like after the game, like I did not want to check my phone because it's like everybody was saying that it was going viral. And I was just like, okay, like I want to wait till I get on the plane, on the bus, so I can like just let it all come at once. So.
Wow. And what did you see that stood out from either whether it was the nature of the post or from a notable person?
It was everything. ESPN, SportsCenter, Overtime. Like as a kid, like you don't just think things like this happen. So like as I'm seeing ESPN and SportsCenter, Bleacher Report, Overtime, all of them post the clips, I'm just in my head like, yo, is this like really happening? That's like all I'm saying to myself is like, is this real right now? Like that's all I could say. I was like, is this real right now? And then of course I'm with my teammates, so they're like, yeah, like it's real, like it's real.
Limits, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, Rob, for me, being a student in the past at RMU and also covering games up there, really seeing the football program grow over the last couple of years. Walking around campus, are people noticing you, pointing you out, asking you about the interception?
Yes. Like, I've never thought, like, I'd get to this point in my life. But, like, as I walk into the cafeteria, the lunch ladies was like, are you the guy that made the catch? And then, like everybody just starts, like, clapping. And then just like everybody's just constantly asking, like, are you the guy that made the catch? Are you the guy that made the catch? And I'm just like, yes. Like,
wow.
It's a lot.
Well, we're talking to Rob Carter from Robert Morris here. Rob Carter Jr., who made, honestly, it might have been the greatest interception ever in the pros or in college. And you, if you haven't seen it yet, it won't take you long to find it on your phone. I can tell you that. What should we know about Rob Carter? I'm having a very difficult time finding background information on you, Rob, like, you know, high school stuff and interesting things about you from before this. What should we know about Rob Carter from his life before Saturday's game? You grew up in Virginia?
Yeah, I grew up in Danville, Virginia. I went to Dan River High School. Some of y'all might know, but the Edmonds boys went there.
Who went there?
The Edmonds boys, like...
Oh,
Trey
okay.
Edmonds, Trey
okay.
Evans.
Yeah.
That's the high school they went to. But coming out of high school, I really didn't even have any offers. UVA Wise took a chance with me, so I'm very grateful for that. And then when I hit the transfer portal, Robert Morris took a chance with me, and we're here. Like, I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, UV Wise. I had honestly never heard of that college until I realized that you went there. And I did find a little nugget from there that in your career at Dan River High School, check this out, 3,708 all-purpose yards, 30 offensive touchdowns, 9 defensive and special teams touchdowns, 211 tackles, 15 interceptions. Why was it you think that other schools didn't come after you?
It was a small school. Like, but when I started talking, like when I got to college and I was talking to people from Florida, they were saying like the competition in different states is just, it just varies. So as I started like watching film, as you get older, like it, you just start to think like, is this the guy that can compete with other grown men? So I took that into the talk and was like, okay, like I can see why. Like I wasn't really playing too much competition, but at the end of the day, like the stats shows, you know?
Absolutely.
In such a fluent world in terms of the transfer portal and NIL and everything that's changed in college football, how do you think your journey has best prepared you for the moment that you made, and how did you end up landing at Robert Morris?
I just feel like when I first entered the transfer portal, Robert Morris was there. Like, they were there from the start. Even though I had other schools, like, they were there showing the most love. So it's where I landed. Like, I wanted to feel at home. And all other schools, they were just there in the moment, but I felt at home at Robert Morris. So that's where I landed.
If you had to estimate how many texts you've received, probably from people you didn't even know you knew, I bet you from all your high school teammates and coaches and the people at Virginia Wise, how many texts do you think? Give me a ballpark figure since that moment.
I think I want to say like I had like, being realistically, when I say this number, like 1,500 just that night. Like
just that
like,
night.
Just that night. Like not even before we even got on the plane, it was like my phone was like, you know how like when your phone gets too hot, it'll say like, oh, like temperature too hot. Like,
yes.
You have to like let it cool down. Like anytime I opened up Instagram, like my phone would just instantly get hot and I couldn't respond to anybody. So it was like, it was a lot.
Anybody in particular that stood out as far as somebody you heard from, Rob?
I would say Overtime. Overtime, like when they texted me, it was like, okay, because that's like a site you like watch as a kid. Like you think like when Odell made the catch, like you see sites posted him and it's like, oh, like one day like I could be on that. But like when you get in that moment and you see like that text, like I was on the phone with my dad when they had texted me and I just screamed. Like I screamed when SportsCenter texted me. I screamed when ESPN texted me. I was just like in the moment, like it was unreal. It was definitely unreal.
Were you on SportsCenter? I mean, I know.
Yes, they posted me.
Yeah, the highlight was on there for sure. But did they interview on you on there too?
Oh no. They just texted me asking for permission to get the video.
Oh wow.
But that's still like it's a start. So it was like I just got a text from them. So it was like, you don't know what doors that could open.
Oh my God, yes. That is, the whole thing is amazing. Now, it also says here, and we're talking to Rob Carter Jr. from Robert Morris, who made, I don't know, can anybody tell people to text in? Like, it's one thing, there have been tons of great, great catches. This is up there. If you put it with receivers, corners, anybody else, this one's up there. But as far as interceptions, tell people City Limits to go ahead and text us, 412-928-9370. You know where you can find us on Twitter. If you can think of a better interception, like I'm trying to think, the one by Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl was a phenomenal play at a phenomenal time.
It was monumental for of play. Same thing with James Harrison, but it wasn't that type of
we're talking the
incredible
actual,
grab.
Yes, act of the catch.
Troy Polamalu catching the football one-handed at home. That's one of the only other ones I can think of.
Do you remember that one, Rob, where it was against the Chargers where he dove and like scraped it right off the ground? Do you remember that Troy play?
I think I do. Was that like more in the middle of the field?
Yes, it was.
Yes, I do think I remember that play. That was a phenomenal play.
Any other interceptions for you that from anybody, college or pro, that come to mind for you? I'm trying to rack my brain here. Limits?
No,
as
I mean,
as far as interceptions, nothing's ringing the bell.
This one stands out to me. But anyway, We also saw where you study, you were going to study biochemistry and perhaps marine biology. Has that transpired?
Yes, but as you get into like the college world, you'll see that like bio takes a lot of studying, and that's like a true commitment.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I wanted to succeed. I wanted to be able to succeed in school and sports. So it was, I just had to take a sacrifice to change it into something else I love, which is public relations. Mm. So, I mean, I feel like eventually I will get back into it because I still love the water. I still love the water animals to get back into the marine biology field. So eventually I will go back to that. But as of right now, I just put that on pause.
All right. Well, to stray very far from your catch to a different topic here, we were talking about fishing earlier in the show today. Are you a fisherman?
Listen, hear me out when I say this. My dad is like a really big fisherman. But anytime I'm with him, we literally sit out there for 4 or 5 hours, and I feel like the fish are just watching us. So I haven't been ever since I've been older, because when I was younger, we didn't catch anything. So
I'm with you.
I would say no, I'm not.
I'm with you on that. We had a guy on the show who loves fishing. Why were we talking about fishing earlier? Limits. Can you remember?
Because somebody was an avid fisher on the Steelers that Brian Batko pointed out.
That's right.
Somebody was an avid fisher.
And Batko seemed to be, you know, big on the idea of going out on a boat and doing nothing. I can't stand that idea, Rob, to go out, sit there on a boat, get bit by mosquitoes and not catch a fish. And then even when you catch one, it seems unpleasant because you got to pull the hook out of the fish and there's nothing fun about fishing to me. You?
I would have at least loved it if I would have got a bite or something. I'd
yes.
got nothing. Like, we were just out there just sitting and talking. And as a kid, you don't want to be there on the water, like, just with you and your dad just chilling. Like, as a kid, you want to be with your friends somewhere. Like, on the water, it's just boring. So it's like,
I'm with
you. I think that just ruined it. Yeah.
Limits, you want to break that tie? Are you a big fisher guy?
I'm not a big fisher.
Yeah.
No, my uncle is, but not really. Rob, you said you're studying PR. Have you had any Anthony Moretti or Michelle Edwards classes in the comm department?
I probably have. I think like the only teacher I can remember right now is Chad and Dr. Chan, because like those are two that's just funny. Like, I've had a lot of classes, so it's kind of hard for me to remember every professor, but I do remember those two because those are two funny professors.
Well, man, we appreciate you taking the time here. It was truly, as somebody, and I'm old, so I've watched, you know, 50 years worth of football in my life. From an interception standpoint, honest to God, I've never seen anything like that. And the story, the background story you gave us on, it was all born of the broken hand. You wanted to protect your left hand, correct?
Correct. That's very correct.
That is just an incredible story, Rob. Congratulations on the play. I know as a competitor, you hated to lose the game, but there will be other games and other days. People will never forget what you did in that game. I mean, they'll never forget it. It'll be a highlight forever.
Yeah, no, I just want to thank y'all for having me on here. And whenever y'all get a chance, if y'all want to come out Saturday, should be a good game Saturday, home opener.
Who you guys playing?
Edinburgh.
Well, we'll expect another play like that if you don't mind.
I'll try. I'm gonna be playing with the club. Getting y'all inside take, I'm going to be playing with the club because I don't want to sit this game out. So I got to club my left hand. So we might get one more one-handed catch.
All right. We'll be looking for it. Thank you, Rob, so much, and congrats on that play.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. Take care. Wow. I mean, 1,500 texts. His phone probably came alive. Like he said, it got hot with all the texts. It was probably like a lot. The phone was walking around by the end of the night.
The fact that he was injured and made that
play.
What
a story, isn't
it? That's even better. It makes it an even better story and a better play.
To be able to think of that, like, this is why I'm going to do a midair full body twist. And he did a full 180 and his left hand never touched the ball.
Yeah, that's unreal.
Sounded
just
like
the athleticism, that you have to have to be able to pull that off.
He was a lot of fun to talk to as well. Why is there something ringing in my ear that's now puncturing my eardrum? What does that sound?
Nothing's ringing in my ear.
Okay. Something's definitely in my ear right now, Limits. Something's gone horribly wrong. That was great. That kid's awesome.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, Limits, we have a rare treat here. Donnie Football has joined us, your old compatriot from Waynesburg. He's doing the show today, the PM show, in lieu of the guys. And I just thought we should talk about fishing, Donnie. Do you think that fishing is a sport?
It's one of those things that will be dubbed as a sport, but it's more of a leisure activity. And Austin mentioned that between breaks when we were discussing it. Like, it will get dubbed as a sport, kind of like how it's like in that bowling category.
Yeah.
I feel like can very much be a leisure activity, but people are going to count it as a sport.
I don't know why we got onto fishing today, Limits, but we did. I'm having all kinds of troubles with my headphones now. It's unbelievable. I've got piercing in my piercing shrill in my ears. Are you doing that intentionally?
I have not touched one button, and I do not even know how to do that to you.
Okay.
If I did, maybe I'd do it more often.
Do you think that fishing is a sport?
No, I don't think fishing is a sport. I think it's an activity. Now, I'm sure there are people who will argue that fishing is a sport, just like they will argue that, what, video games are a sport at this point. It's considered
esports.
I don't know, man. Like, are we dubbing too many things as sports at this point? I think we probably are.
You have to be. I mean, anything that you can do while sitting down, drinking, and smoking is not a sport, right? Yep.
I agree. Were you aware that Waynesburg has an esports team now?
I am aware of that, and I wanted to actually do a story on that and how good I would have been at esports in college.
Yeah.
Do they have, like, pep talks? Do they have practices? How do you know?
I mean, that came around while you were there, right?
I wrote one of the main stories on esports. I wrote a feature on the esports team, actually.
Yeah, that wasn't there in, like, I was gone by spring of 2018. It wasn't in there yet. It was a couple of years down the road.
It was there.
They got kids playing video games.
Soon as I got there. I don't think there's D3 scholarships. I mean, academic, but there's no athletic scholarships. They do have workouts, though. I found this fascinating.
What, there little, like, wrist and finger workouts?
There are workouts for the esports team like there are all other sports. And I said, what?
They're running hills.
No doubt.
6 a.m., they're running hills.
Burpees, weight training.
They
got
to
sure.
make sure that their thumbs are all good to go. They do a lot of finger exercises.
Mm. Donnie, did you see the catch by Rob Carter Jr. from Robert Morris the other day?
I did. Yeah, I mean, it's gone pretty viral at this point.
He said he got 1,500 texts. His dad was blowing up his phone at halftime. It's the greatest interception of all time. Troy was one that came up. I'm talking the act of the catch itself.
Yeah,
like Malcolm Butler was an unbelievable play. James Harrison, that whole interception return. You know what I mean.
Yeah, the physical catch itself.
Yes. Think of a better one. Can you? Ever?
It's hard to.
Right?
There was a really nice catch, and I think you guys brought it up while I was driving in, that catch last night in the USC game.
Yes.
Which was OBJ-like. I mean, that interception, though, was... That's like a you have to see it to believe it, that the guy actually came down with it.
So he jumps up with his right hand, obviously facing the ball and the quarterback, and I'm watching it for the 8,000th time, and I'm not sick of it yet. Then he turns away toward, like, counterclockwise and does a spin, complete spin in the air, then lands on the ground, and the ball never touches his left hand. He told us the story. Do we have the story for Donnie Football?
We sure do, Joe.
Listen to this, Don. Oh, you don't have headphones, but you can hear it. Listen to this. Hold on. Let him get his headphones, and then we'll ask him about the Steelers. Donnie Football is going to be on with the PM guys.
How about Donnie's first ever pawpaws?
Donnie uses a pawpaws early in the show here. You only get two of those, Donnie. You've used one.
I don't even have a...
Do you have a jack?
Now he's being like Paul and not turning the mic on.
Yeah. Forget it, Donnie. That's okay. I'll just tell you the story. This dude had a broken left hand. That's why he went up with his right hand, and that's why he did the complete 180 in the air, because he didn't want to re-injure a hand that he broke earlier in the game. That's why it happened.
I'm almost surprised by the way that he caught it. Like, how does he not play receiver? I mean, normally the big knock with defensive backs is that they... Now, I mean, you get these every now and then, but I feel like you see a grab like that, and it's like this guy has very good like catching skill, which we know that defensive backs don't always have.
That's a great point.
Mike Taylor comes to mind.
Yeah, he sure does. This dude in high school, Dan River High School, which is where Terrell and Tremaine Edmonds went,
okay.
From Virginia, had 3,700 all-purpose yards, 30 offensive touchdowns, and 9 touchdowns on defense and special teams. Now, he's only 5'10", 183, I was going to say only. We see receivers and corners everywhere that are that height. Just crazy high school stats. 15 interceptions in his career, but you're right. And until somebody gives me video of a better interception than that, I think that this kid from Robert Morris, of all places, just made the greatest interception in football history. That's what I think.
I can't think of one that tops it. Now, you brought up Troy. And Paul Amalu had like a whole slew of crazy interceptions. The one against the Chargers, he had one against the Eagles, Ravens, I'm sure, in there somewhere. But like watching that video, it blows you away.
It really does.
How it actually happened.
It really does. I can't believe it. I'm not sure what Limits thinks of this. He's a man hard at work all of a sudden.
I think it's one of the great, I think it probably is the greatest interception ever in terms of pure athleticism, just not counting like what the moment means, like the Malcolm Butler play, or think of other, the James Harrison play, or ones that immediately come to mind. In terms of just a play with no other context around it, it is the greatest interception ever.
Donnie, what's on tap for your show today?
It's going to be a lot of football. Since we are only 3 days away from the NFL season kicking off, going to be running through basically, I guess you could say, predictions, you know, what I think each conference will shake out to look like, AFC, NFC, maybe run through the playoffs a little bit, maybe some of the individual awards, you know, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, obviously get into Steelers. What I think is an interesting exercise that I know the guys have done this in the past, and I don't know if you have, just going based on quarterback matchup alone. Like Russell Wilson, and I'm just using Russell Wilson. I'm just using the guy that was named the starter. I'm not playing the game of, well, it could be Fields.
Right.
Russell Wilson versus, you know, the quarterback in every single one of their matchups.
That's a good idea. I like that.
And how the things would actually shake out if that's really all that mattered.
I bet you the Steelers will be at a disadvantage in more than half their games.
I've already went through for the most part, and I'll tease it and say I think you're on the right path.
And that's what always stood out about having Ben was, you know, that in the vast majority of your games, as it turned out for about 15 years, you were going in with at least a slight advantage and usually a pronounced advantage at the most important position in sports. And that's why they won so many games. It's not hard to figure out.
Yeah,
and if you're going in most of the time with a disadvantage like they were with Pickett, man, it's hard to win. It's hard to win.
Yeah, I mean, these last couple of years, they've gone into a lot of games with the disadvantage, which is where somebody like Mike Tomlin would, you know, really make things happen, really make himself shine, because anytime you have a quarterback that is that good and gives you the advantage in, I don't know, let's say two-thirds of the games that you play,
yeah,
and what Ben probably did.
I think Ben was closer to 90%, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there are only a few instances per season, maybe.
Put it this way, Donnie. Sorry to interrupt, but I think over the course of his career, Ben may have gone into every divisional game, and maybe a little Carson Palmer. Almost every 95% of the divisional games, the Steelers had an advantage at that position over his career.
That would be really fun to look back on. That's something I've never done. Now,
how about that?
You have to look back on it with revisionist history and see, you know, some of the...
Carson Palmer. What the hell am I? What am I talking about?
Palmer was in Cincinnati. He had some really good years.
Yeah, Palmer. Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
The one year he got hurt could have been him.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of Palmer and Flacco. Jackson didn't really emerge until the end of Ben's time.
Yeah.
And the Browns, they had different guys basically every time they played, let alone every season. They'd have the two matchups. They'd have two different quarterbacks playing.
You could say that in the prime of Ben's career, they went into every divisional game with an advantage at quarterback. That's a hell of a thing to say.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that. I mean,
and it's also hard to lose. That's why they won so much during those years. Not enough playoff games in the latter part of his career, but that's a great exercise to do. Let me ask you about this twist I have on the opener. So much local praise for the, in quotes, con artist. So why doesn't anybody expect anything from this roster? Why does The Athletic have the Steelers as the 21st best team in the NFL? Why are the Steelers a 3-point underdog against a franchise that just fired their coach and hasn't had a winning record since 2017? Why don't they have a second wide receiver? How many teams can say that consider themselves legitimate contenders? Why don't they have any depth at certain other positions? Is he really doing the magical things that people claim he's done?
So I think with Omar Khan, when people see how he has drafted the last 2 years, there's reason to be excited. Now you have some time to wait, though, and see how fruitful those drafts actually are. But I think when it comes to every other transactional move that is made, he's been, I think, below average. The thing is, he's gotten so much local praise, like I want to say like universal praise from Steeler fans. Because I think a lot of people really expected them to land Brandon Ayuk or another receiver that was kind of close to that, maybe a Cortland Sutton or somebody like that. I think a lot of people expected them to actually pull it off. Like,
Me too.
Don't worry.
Oh, like, the con artist will do it for you.
And I was on the other night when that news finally broke, when the saga finally came to an end. I think it's a major black eye on him because here we are 72 hours away from the first game of the NFL season, less than a week away from your first game, and you're going to have to try and convince the fanboys out there that Van Jefferson is going to be the guy that gets things done. He had 209 yards last season.
Yeah.
Calvin Austin had like 180. He had 72 of them on one play.
Mr. August, yes. So you're right about all of that. And I also wonder, Donnie, if Ayuk just played the Steelers, if he played them, if him and his agent said to themselves, let's pick a very believable team that I really want to go to. Steelers, Mike Tomlin, flagship franchise, coach everybody wants to play for, except the guys who blatantly quit on him during games and after games and walk
off
the
field. Well, hey, don't forget how they look alike.
Right. Who?
Ayuk and Tomlin.
Oh, are they saying that?
Oh, yeah. People brought that up like the first...
Like he's a doppelganger from Tomlin?
Yes. I think Ayuk himself addressed it months ago. He like rarely tweets, I guess, and he just randomly sent a tweet about like, hey, they say we look alike, and they do. If you actually pulled up a side-by-side, you would see it.
Well, do you think in the end he was just playing? Because when you actually do the final score here, so to speak, him and his agent played this perfectly. They got pretty much the money they wanted. They stayed in San Francisco, and he got to skip training camp. I mean, that's a trifecta.
Yeah, it's hard to say that they didn't, because if you made the argument that it was all about the money, he would have gone to either Cleveland or New England,
right,
based on what we heard. Those teams were ready to offer him like 32 a year.
Right.
So if you made the claim it was about that, that's where he'd want to go. Otherwise, what does every player want? They want to win a Super Bowl. He ain't closer anywhere else but where he's already at. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if he says, send me to Kansas City. That's about the only other place you could go in the NFL that is closer to a Super Bowl than what San Francisco is.
Right.
Not here.
Do you think if it came down to it and the Niners went back and said, you know what, we got our deal from the Steelers, you ready to go, he would have said yes?
I do. I actually do think so. Because if they weren't willing to pay him...
If they called his bluff, in other words.
Yeah. I think that actually would have made it happen.
I don't know about that. I think if it actually came down to it and they picked up the phone and said, you know what, the Steelers have just offered us the deal that we want, we're done, all you got to do is press the button and say go, I think he might have come back with, hey, let's sit down and talk one more time. I do. I think he used...
And would have pushed it over the edge.
I think he used the Steelers to get what he wanted.
It's hard to say he didn't, now looking back on it, because we heard what? That he would take a little bit less money just to play for Mike Tomlin?
Did the con artist get conned, is what I'm trying to say
here. I think
he
did.
Did he trade Deontay Johnson too soon?
That was a trade, and we were together that week when that happened. I was not a fan of that trade when it happened. I especially am not a fan of it now, because they traded him, and what was all the speculation? Oh, don't worry, they'll get somebody. They'll get Tyler Boyd. They'll get Cortland Sutton. They'll get Brandon Ayuk. Don't worry. Like, they have a plan here. Don't doubt the Steelers brass.
Right.
What's the plan?
I'm still wondering. Donnie Football is on at 2 p.m. He is the p.m. guy today. Limits, would you like to say anything to Donnie on his way out?
No, not in particular. But Donnie, good insight, and I look forward to working football with Donnie once again this week.
Yeah, we got two days this weekend.
Big weekend of Donnie and I for football.
Tell me more about that.
I might be football light by the end of the weekend with Don being football.
What shows are you doing
high
together?
School.
Oh.
High school football. And we're doing a college game together on Saturday.
Single biggest story to come out of high school football so far around here is what, gentlemen?
Central Catholic's 0-2. I think it's maybe one of them.
That is a pretty big one.
Yeah.
I mean, the game we were at the other night, unfortunately, didn't get to be played because there were just lightning delay after lightning delay. That was Bell Vernon and Aliquippa. That was my first. Have you ever gone to a game there?
At Heinz Field, was it?
Yes.
Yes, I love that.
That was my first time.
I've never been to a game there.
That was my first time actually going there. The old pit, the new pit, which is now Heinz Field.
I love the fact that we can say that.
Well, I mean, they're the ones that deserve it because they played at the actual Heinz Field every single November, so they're the only team that can claim it. That place, though, it does give you a special feeling going in there.
I want to go there. I want to go there and see a game.
How about Fox Chapel? I called the game on Friday. Broke a 22-game losing streak against Baldwin on Friday.
That's a big story.
Big story
for
the Foxes. They gave their coach a Gatorade bath at the end of it.
That's tremendous. How about Kevin Ory saying he would get me on Fox Chapel Country Club? Kevin, I'm still waiting. Remember him, Donnie, when he played at Upper St. Clair with Doug Whaley? I think they won a state title together.
And they offered you to play.
Well, Kevin did, yeah.
And that hasn't come to fruition yet.
No, it hasn't.
I heard you didn't golf well against Lanny and company.
Yeah, who told you that?
You know, just words through the forest and hearing it through the trees.
That's probably Lanny telling you that.
Lanny did not say that.
You tell Lanny I want a rematch against him.
I want to go to the rematch. I wish I could have went last week, but I had to do a game.
As Lanny can attest, there was a reason to that. I was having stomach problems. About the ninth hole, I'd already had more blowouts than the 07 Patriots.
The excuses, Donnie.
Donnie, you know you can't golf when you're having stomach problems, right?
No, that doesn't sound like it'd be a good time. Do you take Palm's advice, though, and take toilet paper with you? I mean, he had the famous...
I can't do the bear in the woods thing, but we were about to tee off on one hole. I'm like, Lanny, I got to go back to the clubhouse. I'm having problems here. Real problems. I was, Donnie. I was having more blowouts than the 1960 World Series. It was horrifying.
That doesn't sound fun.
No, it wasn't. And that, I don't think that's an excuse to say that affected my play. Do you? Limits?
No. In reality, no. As much as I want to say it as an excuse.
Yeah. I'm playing today. I hope to play well today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.